Okay, so we got a tank and one of them hold it, the other one beats the
tank. Hi, you guys! Hi. Usually when I walk in and say hi to a bunch of guys, I say, hi, you guys!
Hi!
I'm Sean Mondragon. I am I'm in the presentation category. And I'm brand new to the country, so please forgive me when I come in here. Say hi to Mike.
Hey, Mike.
And he's here along with us. And just talk to you a little bit about some of the great stuff you did on that stage. Let me first of all say that what I had down here is one of the first choruses who had such a genuine acceptance for the audience. Their smiles for you when that curtain opened. Yes. And you guys, am I right?
Yes.
Did you see it?
I made my note, guys.
You said the same thing. When that curtain opened, we went, yeah. Oh my gosh, they're all believing in what they're doing. I mean, you know, and it's funny because it's some people think of that as song. They'll throw away the acceptance and say, oh, you know, we're just going to, let's get to the meat of the song. The way you accept the audience is the way the audience is immediately going to interpret. They're going to immediately set you up the way you look before you sing one note. They're already summing you up going, nice shoes. And but you know what they are? They're stunning you up before you sing a note. So I have to give you tons of props because you were one of the first choruses that I had completed. I wrote down and said, oh my gosh. Immediately, you graced the audience with a wonderful love and acceptance. You were genuine. Oh. And what the presentation category of what the barbershop's all about is how genuine are you? How real are you? And you started off exactly where you want to start off. So congratulations. then we got into the song. So your first song, Always. Can you guys just start that? So let's take it. Let's literally take it from the acceptance. He's going to bring you in, and then you're going to sing like the first sentence of the song. Let's just try that. So here's the thing. You came out so strong with these great, wonderful faces, and it just happened the same thing here. Started off great, and we sing our first notes. Dreams
are true. That's the kind of version of yours.
Exactly. So here's what I want you to do this time. We're going to start the song again. We're going to take the pitch and accept the audience applause. As you are chest, he brings you in. You have to think about what you're about to sing. First of all, most important for words, dreams will all come true. So we all agree the first words are, dreams are all come true, correct?
Yeah.
So we all know what we're going to do. But I need to believe you. You started off great, and then all of a sudden you started the song went, and the volume cut in half, the energy went down there. You had all this fear, you're like, oh, look at us, we're going to sing this song. Dreams will all come true. You can't have that. Give us what you just showed us. If you would have started that song the way your smiles were, I'm not talking, and understand, I'm not talking louder, I'm talking energy. I'm talking about the emotion of the song. If you would have started the way you were smiling, you would have taken off. Let's start at that level. You've already started there. Now keep it there. Same thing. Here's the smile that we see. Now, carry it over into dreams will all come true. Follow your directions. Believe it. Let's see it behind you now. Here it comes. Let's see it. Don't lose it. Here it comes. Here it comes. Now be there. Be there. No timidity. Just sing
it.
I don't want to stop you because because that's a different chorus on that stage. Am I right? Absolutely. She's not going to lie. You guys, I'm hoping you felt that.
It was a little louder, though.
Yeah, but understand, too, but there was a confidence about it. It wasn't, dreams will all come true. It was, I know the words. I know how we're going to start. I started off with this energy. I'm just going to carry the energy through. Dreams will all come true, growing old with you. Instead of, dreams will all. You're working too hard to over emote the song. You should have at least started where you left us, which was the wonderful song. If you would have started like that, you'd have started a level up from where you are. Not that you did anything, understand, you didn't do anything wrong, but you could have immediately. You know, people say, well, why does a judge score a ton? You know, this is anybody. Okay, let's say you're going to the Olympics and you're a jumper or whatever you are. You would like to start off at the highest mark possible. Okay, let's say you average scoring a 6.2. But let's say your very first jump or your very first attempt at an Olympic whatever is a 7.8. Then the audience goes, well, you can either go up or down from there. Of course, you'd want to go up from there, but why would you want to start at a 6.2 when you can start at a 7.8? Why? Start higher. You want the score? It's funny. Everyone says, well, we want a better score. Well, get it. Am I wrong? How do I do that? Just do it. I don't know. Just do it. Just start at a higher level. You have to mentally prepare yourself that you're going to start at a higher level and be there. Now, let's try it again. Now, I'm not asking you to sing louder. I'm asking you to stand tall. I'm asking you to use the energy that you have with your smiles. Bring it into the chorus. Focus through your director, not around him, not above him, not below him. Through your director, sing through him to make him the prism so he can go straight out to the audience. Same thing, but I want you more confident. I want you to be better. So you're going to physically, mentally prepare and say, I'm going to sing this better now. Here we go. Look at those smiles. Beth Dang smiles at the contest as a chorus. Good about that. That was very, very good. That was a nice quality sound. Pretty. Okay, now, here's a couple things to make it even better. This is taking something just that simple. Now I want you to sing every word sound. Dreams will all, instead of, example. Dreams will all come true, growing old with you. And you're old, you heard old. Growing old with you, growing old with you, and time will come. Now, I'm singing soft. You've got to finish every word sound. So I want you to finish every word sound, and I want you to make the song go somewhere. Well, the reason why I say that is because you had a point in the song where you almost had a climax in this first song, nowhere, but it never got there. Because you weren't driving it. Now, a lot of it had to do with where you started. Well, now you have no excuse. You're now starting, right? You're starting here now. You've made a decision. We're going to start here, which you've done now 3 times in a row. Okay? So now, when you get to that climax of the song, there's no doubt you're going to hit that climax. But you didn't on stage. But you can. You can. So do that. Finish every word sound, every phrase, take it to the end. Believe it. That's the most important thing.
Thank you.
So good, I'm getting the chills and stuff. So now let's give you something else to think about. Every time you repeat something, so we have dreams will all come true, growing old with going with you. Every time you repeat something, whether you're a lead, a bass, a baritone, a tenor, if you have a repeat in something, I want you to put something extra into it. The reason we repeat a lyric in a song, it can't be repeated the same. Dreams will all come true, growing old with all with you. Dreams will all come true, growing old with you. There's a reason that you're repeating it, because it's important. So you need to make it visually important. If you repeat a lyric, I want you to make it visually bigger and better. And it'll transfer into your vocal performance. And I'm going to say it again. We're going to still do everything we said. We're going to start at a high level. We're going to sing every word sound, but on top of it now, we're going to make every time we repeat something, we're going to do something with our body to show that it's bigger and better. Anytime there's a repeat. And you know it. You sounded better. You sang better. Because what? The performance went better. You had more confidence in yourself and your delivery when you did those little things that all come true, growing old with you. It was forward motion. You felt better. You sang better. So that's something that can apply to every single song you sing. Isn't that neat?
We spent a lot of time on Always in both other groups. So can we do a little bit of another?
With Tell a Lie. Okay. So, let's start Sin to Tell a Lie.
My is to say.
Okay, sorry. Because that was the first thing I had written down here. Did you have a move in as soon as you started the song?
Not
no, mother.
Yes, no.
Well, my mother.
Not my.
My mother.
Okay, so here you go. So here's the first thing. Confusion from the audience perspective. Was there a move? And then you sat there and said, well, did they move on my or mud or half of them didn't move at all? So if it's you move on mud, you're going to go, my mother used to say. Can we just go that far and make sure you do the move? Because you did not stage. You did not do that on stage. Again, it's all about starting at a certain level. You didn't start it there, so you started it here. Why did you start it here when you could have started it here? And then the score goes up or down from here, not here. Be there. Do it again. Just do that and feel better of it.
My mother used to say, fabrication never pays. It's a thing to tell a lark a lie.
You're on sin. You only have two moves. Don't miss those two moves. Those are important moves. The other thing is make sure you're building. You didn't build. My, you had this move right. Mother used to say, fabrication never pays. Didn't feel that. We went, fabrication never pays. Dance with it. Not saying louder. I'm saying feel it. Push the energy through. You start there. You have no other place to go but you're up and down.
My mother used to say, fabrication never pays. It's a sin to tell a lie, tell a lie. How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life? I've had reputations
since I was a youth. You must have been insane to think I'd have you with
me. I love that move. If I can ruin that, but I'm not. I love the same move. Make it bigger. Now, don't let it affect us now, but do it. You're gonna, you have too many, and even now, you just half did it. Don't half do anything. Do it. If you're going to do it, do it. That's why you plan the move. Real quick, when you get into the bridge, where's the bridge? The bridge. When you get to the bridge, we didn't see the transition. All this quick, great stuff, and then all of a sudden,
you, when you say, I love you.
Get the one we tell. What are you supposed to do there?
Be angelic.
Drip sincerity.
Right.
Drip false sincerity. It's because that's what it's about. He's a liar. But the point is the audience didn't pick that up. It has to be bigger. You know, always remember, gentlemen, whenever you do any move, you know, if we're here, right now, and we can't see you do that move, they're not going to see you. You have to broadcast. You have to go past the footlights. What was missing a lot from this portion of your second song is it never really went past the headlights. Why? First of all, because you didn't start off the way you just did. Well, now you are. You're going to go through. Okay. So make sure it goes that far right there. Recording moves. You know this whole the false icky sincerity. You're talking about pretend sincerity. You got to own it. Don't do it halfway. That goes back to the same thing. Don't you know? Even the Groucho Marx thing.
Yeah.
Because you're going to do a hokey move, go all the way.
Really go all the way, because it's the same thing. I know.
Go all the way. Don't go halfway. Because when you go halfway, you go, oh, that was almost good.
Yeah.
Why would you want to go all the way through? So when you get to the bridge, you have to do exactly what your course director just said. You have to emote that, pretend, oh, I'm just lying through everything I have. We have to see that, okay? I could use color words more to coincide with color moves. Whenever you have a key word or something like you've done, and just make sure that you go through with it. Don't do it halfway. Putting in the neat strength that you had about this particular song, you had a great time, and you could tell you had a fun time with this song, right?
Yeah.
You really liked singing this song, and it's evident. Well, now you have a couple of things that make it start at a higher level, so you can sing even higher. Another thing, the areas to improve here, don't throw anything away.
Yeah.
Don't throw away any move. Don't throw away any sound, any word, anything. Because it's just going to accentuate what you have. So please don't throw anything away. What did I do?
You got me so excited.
Just kidding. Okay. That's okay. This is why I'm saying I got to go and I got to work with Paul also. And this is what I have to show for you. They made me pump the freaking button. So those are the things again. Please. Feel off your director in your first song. He's giving you everything you need. All you have to do is emulate that. But again, it's with the you have to start off with that wonderful smile. When you bring it in, exude confidence and sing with a purpose. Don't sing. Even if he tells you to sing songs, you're still singing songs, but you're singing with confidence. You can sing timid or dreams will come true. Give it focus. Give it direction. What else? I think that's really it. In summary, start off at a high level and stay there. But start off at a high level. You guys are too good to have started off where you did. You should have scored higher. You should have performed better. But you know you can. You just proved it. And you've done it 4 or 5 times in a row. Now, next time you perform, it needs to start there. Don't creep up to get there. Start there. I'm proud of you. I'm blown away at how you took direction. You immediately did it. And you saw a result immediately. And you know it. Please keep going the direction you're going because you're doing the right thing. Thank you. And Mike says,
Hey, what do you want? Hey, what do you want? Okay.